All right, what's good? What's going on, Phil?
Hey, how you been doing, man? Look, everybody, legendary status. He's been in the game, and he's still killing your favorite rappers out here.
Right now, bodying them, straight up.
Mr. Cool G Rap. What's going on, baby?
Everything's straight, my dude, you know?
You know what? It's just an honor just to have you on the show, because when I started forming Sybe Radio, I wanted to interview some of my favorite rappers of all time, and you are one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Much appreciated, my brother.
Hey, so tell me what's been going on, man.
Oh, man, well, you know, I just dropped the album like 2 months ago, Richest Royalty Respect.
That's what's up.
We put out a video to the single, In Too Deep.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of good response from it. You know what I mean? Just keeping it in motion. Right now, I'm working on another project with the rapper Necro.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Necro. You know what I mean? I know a lot of your listeners is probably going to know exactly who Necro is.
Word
up. You know,
up.
And his brother Ill Bill. You know what I mean? Like, definitely two wordsmiths right there.
Right.
So, having a lot of fun banging out the project with Necro right now. You know?
I just want to say congratulations, because your longevity in hip hop is absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
and the timing is impeccable.
Yeah, I mean some of the guys that you came up with, I mean, they're still doing their thing, but you're just like really hitting them hard. And I mean, I've had a couple of tracks from you sent over from other distribution outlets that you were featured on some albums, and I'm like, man, G-Rap still has it. I mean,
ain't skip a beat. Just dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
I mean, like, how do you, like, what's your secret on that, man?
You know, I think a big part of it comes from my competitive spirit.
Right.
Mm. And another part of it is just, it's being modest and not feeling like I'm God and can't nobody touch me. So that always keeps me, like, you know, pushing that extra mile, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, but you're like, when I hear you alongside of a younger MC that's coming up again.
You murder him every time, dog.
Yeah, you
stop
do.
Doing collabs with him, man. He kill you on every song. For real, man.
Much appreciated, man.
For
now,
sure.
Know, I try my best to keep my blade sharp, man. You
and
know
I'm a
saying?
Producer, like, so when I make beats, and the kind of music I'm making, that's all I do is picture you behind that type of stuff. And every time, man, it's killing.
No doubt.
That's what's up, man. So tell me about your new project that's out right now.
Richest Royalty Respect. It's the album. It has a total of 15 tracks on it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feature with my man Havoc, you know what I'm saying? So big shout to Havoc. You know, I really appreciate him blessing me with the chorus for the American Nightmare song on there, over the Alchemist track too.
Right.
So I got that. I got a collaboration, a G-Rap Marley Marl reunion.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? We did something. It's called Money Over BRTCHs. I won't say it. I won't.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that was another collaboration I did. You know what I'm saying? My man Marley Marl. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Marley Marl.
Shout out to Marl.
Yeah, how's he doing, man? Because I know he was like, he fell ill maybe like a year or two ago. Like is he good now?
Yeah, he's good now. He's much better. You know, he's watching the diet and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes when you got the same, like, you know, eating habits and stuff, like, when you're young, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people don't realize, like, you know, you started getting a little age on you, you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
It could just hit you out of nowhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but he's good now. You know what I'm saying? He got a he had to change up his diet a little bit, things mm-hmm. like that nature. But he's good. He's on the air. I believe every day he's back on WBLS doing
word,
his thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, on the line I have legendary MC Mr. Cool G Rap. He's talking about his new project. I have one. Who is your, like? Because I know that you do like a lot of collabs with Mobb Deep. But who's like your favorite producer that you like, or MC or producer that you like to collab with on a regular basis?
Favorite producer or MC?
Yeah, because I know, like, I'll break it down to you. I mean, I heard you on a Pete Rock track. You just, like, straight murdered. Anything that Molly Mall does, that's, like, an instant classic. And then when you and Mobb Deep and when Havoc lays that beat down, like, what's the one song that they did?
Talking about the boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
Oh, that boom. Is my all-time favorite, man.
That ain't nothing but the theme realest, music. The you realest. Ride out on somebody on that one. Hey, man, we're going to get this money. Let's go get this brother. You put that joint on.
I don't think I could just pick out one person. Like, right. If it was another rap artist, I don't think I could just pick one person. But I like doing features with with Wu-Tang, members of Wu-Tang, whether it's Ghostface, Raekwon, RZA,
Jizza.
You know what I mean? I love doing features with those dudes. I got a lot of respect for them. I love their craft and I love their work. And outside of them would be like MOP, Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I can actually see that. Now, are we gonna expect like more collabs like that in the near future from you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always a possibility. I got good relationships with with those names that I mentioned. You know what I'm saying? And we got love for each other, and we always down to bang out something with each other. I mean, outside of that, Nas would be like another person that I would always love to collaborate with.
Fast Life, Fast Life is one of my favorite songs too.
No doubt, that's one of my favorites as well. You know, so I definitely on that. As far as producers, I mean, I think it would be the producers that I worked with that I did whole projects with.
Okay.
And that could be Molly Mall, The Lost Professor, The Sir Jinx.
True. That's tight.
Nah.
Let me ask you a question about like the hip hop scene now. As an artist, because you've been in this game for a while, how do you feel about the hip hop scene now and, you know, just like radio stations not giving certain cast airplay? I mean, how do you feel about that now, like coming from an era that you could just go right up to a radio station like, yo, here's my record, and they're checking for you? I'm not saying because I know everybody's checking for you, but like some of the other guys, it's kind of hard. It's harder for them to get that airplay. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like it became one-dimensional, you know what right. I'm saying? It's like, you know, when it used to be multi-dimensional, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Meaning like, you know, you had the rappers that did the, you know, the club dance thing, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like that was their angle, that was their direction. You know what I'm saying? You could say artists like Hammer, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody that made like those kind of records, like just those big pop radio records and stuff like that.
Right.
But then again, you know, back in the days, you also had, you know, your different genres of rap. You know what I'm saying? Like whether it was a Tribe Called Quest or...
Right. They took the balance from it.
Yeah. Now it's like pretty much one dimensional.
Right. Everybody got to be the same wave, man. It's crazy, man.
Exactly. And it's all like... Everybody, you know, people talking about what they got and the party life, the club life.
And the lane, and that lane is so clogged right now. As soon as I hear it, man, I'd be like, I'm not even beat, man. For real. I'm not beat.
Yeah, it's like the music kind of lost its soul. You know what
for
I'm saying?
For real, right, dog. Right.
You're absolutely right. It seems like a lot of people aren't creative anymore. And they don't want to put in the work in order to achieve certain success. And they want instant gratification. And actually, when somebody says, oh, yeah, you know, I did a whole album in 2 days. Yeah, it really sounds like you did an album in 2 days.
Absolutely.
It sounds horrible. And that's why, you know, I like cats like you, because, you know, you have to make us wait in order to because we want another G-Rap album. And you make us wait. You're not putting out constant music. And then once you do put out that music,
it make up for all that missing time or whatever. You feel me?
And it seems like you never missed a beat. And we really appreciate good creativity of music that you actually do put out, man. We really appreciate it up here.
He everybody's favorite rapper. Your favorite rapper.
You know what, G-Rap? To be honest, to keep it real, you know you actually started a whole genre. I mean, because how could you describe your sound? Because I mean, you started like a whole thing, because like you were talking about things were happening on the street, but you were so lyrical. You were so ahead of your time. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? You know why? Because that was the cast that I looked up to. It was like a combination. Like when G-Rap came out, it was a combination of influences from Kumo D and Melly Mel. Mm-hmm. And my man that a lot of people really don't know his name like that, but my man Silver Fox.
Okay.
It's like what I grabbed from OD was like the speed, like fast rapping and sounding intelligent. You know what I'm saying? And what I got from Melly Mel was like sounding intelligent plus talking about street related things. You know what I'm saying? Like things related to the neighborhood, the hood you live in and all that.
Word.
And then what I got from my man Silver Fox was an unorthodox flow. So it was like the influences of all those different artists right there, and a combination of all of them is what created the G-Rap with fast paced, intelligent sounding delivery and lyrics. And at the same time, my flow wasn't to be compared to with too many other artists at that time.
And you know what also to
it was
you,
only it you, was only like literally a handful of artists that was like that came out with an updated flow in that era, and that was Rakim, Kane, KRS-One, Kool G Rap. You know what I'm saying?
And also, you know what too, you took it to another level, because your dances back in the day were so ill. The Road to the Riches, they did their thing up there. That's one of my all-time favorite videos right there. I'm going to tell you my favorite part. When you slap the hell out of the guy with the money, with the stack of money. I love that. That was classic, yo.
Oh, man, you wild, man.
Like I said, I mean, like, you were, like, so ahead of your time, because with the rhymes and, like, how you just put together your whole stage performance with the dances and everything. I mean, you really had it on lock, man. I mean, you, like I said, you never missed the beat, man. We really appreciate that.
Nah, I appreciate the acknowledgement, brother. You know?
Yeah, that's what's up. So tell me about the new project, man.
Well, you know, like I gave you the collaboration names of the names that you would know and that most people would know. I mean, but I got other amazing tracks on there from producers that their name might not be so prominent. But my man Super Dave did like 4 tracks on the album. He did the majority of production, you know what I'm saying, out of all the producers. But I got my man Super Dave. I got my man Leaf Dog, The Insurgency, Level 13, Simply Smashing, Gordon Humphrey. I got my man, what's my man name, man? My man Infamous.
Okay.
That Infamous, you know, he did tracks for, I believe he did tracks for a lot of cats. He did Rick Ross to 50 to LL Cool J to Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? This dude, and I think he's been, he even won a Grammy before. He's a Grammy nominee or something like that, something of that nature. But he's definitely a cat to do his thing. You know what I mean? He did the last track on the album. The last track called Harmony Homicide. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So, like, did you purposely go out and try to pick, like, new and up-and-coming producers to be on this project?
Yeah, actually, I did. I did, because I really wanted to get some cats that was hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? I wanted cats to come with that hunger.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying the cats that's in the game ain't got that hunger, but sometimes it's something about a hunger from a dude that ain't got it yet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's like,
me.
You know, it's like undeniable.
No, that's what's up, man. I mean, and that's a good look. Like, you're actually reaching back to these producers, the younger producers, actually giving them a shot. Like a lot of cats really aren't doing that, but I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just get frustrated with the new generation. I'm not saying in a whole, but some make good music and some are just like, why the hell are you even in the game for?
Right. Nah, you're absolutely
if
right.
If you don't say it, I will.
Hey,
Jay. Nah, you're absolutely right. I mean, with the underground cast that I got, I made sure it was producers. They even though they was unknown, they had that heat. That was number one, and number two, I made sure all the tracks that I selected from these producers was right in my zone for this album. You know what I'm saying? Because it had to. It couldn't just be just any hot track. It had to be something that was fitting with the majority of the project.
Oh, okay. Word.
Hey, yo, you know what I mean? And I got a question, you know, too, Drac.
The album's a real soul-fulfilling kind of album.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna feel a lot of 70s vibe on it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you got a situation with Rick Ross or something like that going on? Or you can't really speak about, you know, because I know how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, me and Ross was talking for a minute, you know Word. What I'm saying? But it didn't materialize all the way, you know what I mean? Because we couldn't really... come to a good agreement.
Word.
You know what I'm saying, for both of us.
But
Rick Ross is a good dude. You know, like as far as no, my relationship with him, he a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I got love for homie. He invited me into his house, treated me good and all that. You know what I'm saying? So big shout to Rick Ross. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Hey, yo, off air before you hang up. I need your email for beats, man.
No, I get that to you because I can't do that.
I just
right
said
now.
That off air. Yeah. I want off air. Got you. Need that because
nah,
that
no
got
doubt.
To happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some flames, bro. For real.
No doubt. No doubt, baby. I'm always willing to hear that flame, baby. That
yes,
fire.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, look. Are you doing any shows or anything like that people could come check you out?
Not as of right now, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as something pop up, I definitely have my publicist, Bernadette, reach out to you and give y'all an update.
Yeah, shout out to Bernadette.
You know what I mean?
Because we were trying to put this together for like the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I know everybody's busy. You know, you're out promoting the your new project and everything. And, you know, shout out to Bernadette because she's really holding you down. Because I did read on one website that you don't do the Twitter and all that stuff, man. You don't do all that stuff.
Yeah, I really don't. I really don't. I'm saying, like, and it's not that I don't want to reach out to my fan base and things like that. It's just that I really don't be finding the time to sit there and drop that every day. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm not in such a great position as some of the other artists that got time to sit there and do that all day. Like, it's a constant grind for me, you know what I mean? So right. I'm always working.
Hey, I have a bonus question, and this is like a little off topic, but well, not really. Can we ever see a Juice Crew reunion or just because you've been a part of some classic music? Like I was just sitting back here thinking, like the symphony is probably the all-time posse cut. It has to be. It has to be one of them. I mean, like, are you and Kane gonna do something? Or I mean, that would just be extremely dope, man.
I mean, there's always a possibility for me and Kane to do collabs. You know what I'm saying? The last collab that I did do with Kane was on a UGK album a few years back. That
it
was
sure
before
was.
Pimp C died.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Pimp C, and all that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's always an open lane. You know what I'm saying? With me and Kane that sit down and collab on anything. You know what I mean? And as far as the Juice Crew reunion, I mean, it was actually some cats from overseas trying to put together a Juice Crew tour.
Right.
Right now. You know what I'm saying? So as far as like putting out a project like that, I'm sure it can be done. It's just a matter of just sitting down with, you know, each and every individual that was ever a part of the Juice Crew and just, you know, coming to some sort of agreement and fitting it in with everybody's time schedules and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely believe it could happen.
Wasn't there supposed to be a Juice Crew, the movie coming out also?
Yeah, and then it kind of fell off the map. But then And then I was hearing something about a resurgence of it, but it never came into full fruition. You know what I mean? So I haven't heard anything about it in a long time.
Oh, okay. Hey, how can people get in contact with you, man?
I'm right there, baby. Facebook, mm-hmm. the G-Rap fan base page, G-Rap fan page. Mm-hmm. So I got a fan base page, and I got a fan page, and I got a personal G-Rap page.
Yeah, the coograpnow.com. That's really hot, man. I checked it out today, man.
Oh, much appreciated, man. Yeah, that's the website right there, you know? Anybody, if people didn't get that EP that I put out, All For You Can't Refuse, they could definitely go right there and cop it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not cop it, but, you know, download it for free. Because okay. I put it out for free.
Hey, man, any last words for any up-and-coming artists that want to get into this game, they're kind of frustrated, they don't know which way to turn? And can you give the younger artists some advice?
You know what? I could give them some advice. Just stay true to yourself. I mean, that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the game is full of... We got enough swagger. We got enough, you know, I'm rich and you not. And I party every night and I drive this and I drive that. Just, you know, just be creative. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, give the people something they can really gravitate with for years. You know what I'm saying? They can always cherish for years. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these dudes, they come out, they sell a lot of records, but it's like 5-10 years later, it's like, It's a distant memory. Right. The memory diminishes.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, look, man. Whenever you come to Philly, if you have even if you have a show in New York, anywhere in the tri-state area, have your sister Bernadette get in contact with me, and the Side B Radio family is going to come out and support you, man.
Much appreciated. I definitely have Bernadette keep you updated and posted.
That's what's up. Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. And if you have any other things that you want to promote, anything that you need to do, just give me a call and we're going to set that up, all right?
No doubt. Well, we could probably definitely get it popping soon again, because, like I said, I'm working on this project with Necro's called the Godfather's album.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a hot one, baby. Believe me.
Hey, man, I want to thank you for coming on. Devon Drum, you got any last words for him?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I'm just honored to hear from the brother, you know what I'm saying? And I got to get that email because I got to send him something. I'm sorry.
No doubt. But thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure.
For sure, you know bro.
I'm saying, look forward to doing more with y'all in the future, you heard?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And good luck and congratulations. Good luck on all your endeavors that you're doing, man. And you're still doing it since the 80s. That is... remarkable. I thank you for coming on the show, man.
No doubt. Much appreciated, yo.
No doubt. Peace,
be
man.
Easy.
Peace. One. Side B Radio, WPRB, 103.3 FM, 609-258-1033. Are the numbers. Look, man, this is how we do it, man. We're going to get back into the music. We got a new Cool G Rap record, Banging in the Spot on Side B Radio, WPRB, 103.3 FM.
W-W-W-P-P-P-R-R-R-R-B.